That's one thing. But in regards to your question, because everybody says the same thing, oh, we've been hearing about Mashiach for 2,000 years that he's coming. So what's the difference now? The reality is that we've been hearing about Mashiach for 5,776 years, because one of the first psukim in Parashat Bereshit is talking about Mashiach. Ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei ha'arim. Rashi says, Ruchos shel Mashiach. This is the spirit of Mashiach. So right when we open the Sefer of Bereshit, we're already talking about Mashiach. We know, according to Zohar, that all the souls of all the Jews are all from the Neshama of Adam HaRishon. The 600,000 souls of the Jews are from the head of Adam HaRishon. The non-Jews are the Neshamot, are the body of Adam HaRishon. I think we spoke about it last week, that I said that all the 600,000 souls are in the head of Adam HaRishon. That's what we call Israel. If you switch the words, it's Li Rosh. And all the souls of the non-Jews, of the nations, came from the body of Adam HaRishon. And we see it because how do we call the non-Jews? We call them Goim. And in Hebrew, a body is Gviya. So all the souls of the non-Jews came from the body of Adam HaRishon. But there are two souls that were created before Adam HaRishon. And one of them is the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the other one is the soul of Mashiach. And when Sefer Bereshit is talking about the Shtei Amorot HaGdolim, the two large or great luminaries, the Pshat, the Torah is talking about the sun and the moon. But the sod that it's referring to, the two great souls of Mashiach and the souls of Moshe Rabbeinu, the two redeemers. That's why we see that about 250 years ago, when the Admor HaZaken, the Baal HaTanya, came, he was named Shnei Or, two lights. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says. It's the two neshamot. The neshamot of Moshe Rabbeinu and the neshamot of Mashiach. So from the first day of creation, we were talked about Mashiach, and we were promised Mashiach. If you rewind now about 7 weeks or 6 weeks from now, we read that Yaakov Avinu came to, and he rebuked the Shvatim. And it says, Ratzah legalot et haketz, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them when Mashiach is coming. And the second that he wanted to tell them when Mashiach is coming, Miyad nisalka dato. Right away, he blacked out. He blurred. He couldn't remember. Now, the truth is, Yaakov Avinu is one of the greatest prophets in history. The great one of our forefathers. What? Suddenly he forgot. He didn't forget. He knew exactly when Mashiach is coming. Now, there's two opinions. One opinion says that if he would tell the Shvatim, the tribes, his children, when Mashiach will come, they would fall right away into despair. What? Now we have to wait 4,000 years, and they will fall right away into Yehush, right away into despair, and be like, we can't wait 4,000 years, how are we going to do it? Another opinion says that Chas v'Shalom, they would fall from their level by saying, oh, we have 4,000 years, let's go and party, and in 4,000 years we'll do tshuva. So Yaakov Avinu knew exactly when Mashiach is coming, he just didn't want to reveal it for many reasons. And one of them is like Hashem. He doesn't want to reveal when Mashiach is coming. You know, we see that both of the temples, both of the Matei Mikdash, when they were destroyed, we saw that the first Bet HaMikdash was destroyed because of three sins. Idol worship, Shfichut Damim, murder, and Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Shfichut Damim, killing, and Giluy Arayot, and forbidden relations. All these three sins. And since these sins are very revealed, so the length of the Galut was revealed. They left Yerushalayim, and the Prophet told them, you're going to be out for 70 years. But the second Bet HaMikdash was destroyed from one sin, Sinat Chinam. Now since Sinat Chinam is hating somebody for no reason, now since the sin is not revealed, because I can smile at you all day long and inside my heart hate you, so since the sin is not revealed, then the length of the Galut is not revealed. That's one of our main problems right now. Why we still don't have Mashiach is mainly because Sinat Chinam. And that's how I saw it. Because in regards to quota of mitzvot, we already have enough mitzvot in history, in the thousands of years that we're keeping mitzvot, enough to bring Mashiach. We have enough. Avodat HaBirurim we've done already. We already reached to that level. That's why the Lubavitch Rebbe said 20, 25 years ago, we're ready. That's it. We're ready for the Gula. We did everything we need to do. What's stopping it now, there's a few things, a few different sources that say about different things. one of the main things that is stopping the Gula right now, Sinat Chinam, and you know, right now, I was reading an email, right now, before you came, of this lady from Ramat Beit Shemesh that I'm in touch with, and she told me, I wish you could come and lecture here, because there's so much Sinat Chinam between everybody here, between the Haredim, to the modern, to the this, to the that. This is where we're failing. We, are, as a nation, are failing right now, mainly because Sinat Chinam. We have enough mitzvot. The Yetzer Hara that is making us sin all the time, that's because the Yetzer Hara knows his time is up. He knows that that's it. Mashiach is coming. Mashiach is going to slaughter the Yetzer Hara. So he knows his time is up. He's going cuckoo. But as a nation, what we're mainly failing with is Sinat Chinam. So I cannot stand another person because he's different from me, because he's dressing different. And that's what we talked about. That's how we finished last week's lecture. We talked about, you know, learning Likutei Moran, Likutei Sichot, or whatever, learning everything. It's all one Torah. Why should I hate somebody because he's just a little bit different from me? Or one guy has the pierce like this, one guy has the pierce like that. Who cares? That's mainly why we're failing right now, Nisis Chinat Chinam. And that's why the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, because of Sinat Chinam. So since the sin is not revealed, then the length of the Galut is not revealed. Now, in regards to your question, we have so many sources that show exactly that the Gula has to be right now. It's just that if those sources would be revealed prior, that generations 300 years ago will totally fall into despair, thinking that, oh, Mashiach is coming in 300 years. You know how many sources we have that are pointing that the Gula is coming right now? We don't know exactly when. There's a place in the Zohar.
Right now, in the next 300 years.
No, right now, in this part of the generation. I'll give you one source. No, but that's exactly the thing. First of all, when you're talking about the next 300 years and you're talking about the year 6000, that's when we're all moving to Olam Haba. That has nothing to do. Mashiach is going to come way before that. Way, way, way before that. But there's one place that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is talking about, that before the coming of the Geula are going to be three wars. Three Gog and Magogs. A lot of people saying about one Gog and Magog. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, no, there's going to be three Gog and Magogs. The first one was World War I. And when World War I started, the Chafetz Chaim said, that's it. Mashiach's coming. And in this prophecy, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that 25 years from the first Gog and Magog will be the second Gog and Magog. How do we know? Because there's different descriptions.
And 100% that was the first one to know questions.
100%.
Throughout history, there was something.
The thing is, if you read the entire thing, you see how it can only be that. Because it's talking about that the second Gog and Magog will be exactly 25 years after the first Gog and Magog, which is World War I, is exactly 25 years difference between World War I and World War II.
Yeah, before we know it, we can have another...
So look in history and you see that there was never something like that.
Now,
oh, no. So, okay, the thing is that I'm giving you just the tamtzit, just the one part of the script. But it comes with many more details.
Isn't it 20 years?
Hmm?
It
wasn't
1990 to 1999.
To the end.
Oh, until the end. Okay, but why the end? It started at 19.
I'm just telling you what I read.
Also,
but hold on, then it's talking about that the third Gog and Magog will be 71 years from the second one. Now, if we're calculating from the beginning, it's 2011, but if you're counting from the end, it's 2017.
Wow.
And then the Arizal came on that script and says, no, En Ben David Ba'ele B'Motzei Shevit. The end of Shemitah, what we had now 4 months ago in Rosh Hashanah.
But it could be next Shemitah.
You're talking about another 7 years? No.
Yeah.
Too far.
Why too far?
You want to wait another 7 years?
I don't want to wait another 7 years. I'm saying, why don't go now? It could be another 7 years or 7 years.
The thing is that there's many, many. If you want, maybe I'll do one shiur here that I'll give you 50 sources with exactly who and what said it. That shows that the Gula is coming right now. Excuse me? We're already having that war. Open the news. You'll see. Yeah. There's so many signs. that Mashiach is coming right now, that it's just, you know, somebody who chooses to arouse his doubts or to choose not to believe in it will find how not to believe in it. But if you collect all the sources that we have, all the information that we have, all the history, you take everything together, there's so many signs that... I'll give you another prophecy that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, and he didn't say it in the Zohar, he said it in a different book. And he says that when the ruler of Damascus is going to fall, that's when Mashiach is going to come, Goel Shel Israel. Now, what is Damascus? Damascus is Syria. So we see now that all the war is concentrated on Syria right now. Nowhere else, not in Iraq, a little bit in Iraq, a little bit in Afghanistan. Mainly the war is concentrated in Syria. And he says that when the ruler of Damascus is going to fall, that's when Goel Israel will reveal himself. Now the amazing thing is that when he's talking about the ruler of Damascus, Damascus is the biggest city in Syria. The ruler right now is Bashar Assad. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is talking about, when he's mentioning his name, is Niron Mizrahi. He says the ruler is named Niron Mizrahi. So where do we see the connection? That the gematria of Niron Mizrahi is the exact same gematria of Bashar Assad. No, there's no prophet. The gematria, the numerical value of the word Niron Mizrahi, is the exact numerical value of their name, Bashar Assad. He's the ruler of Damascus right now. And this is the whole war, is if to keep him in Shilton, in you know, believe me, they are already trying. Now you see how all the world is concentrating right now on Syria. Now Russia is bombarding Syria. Now Turkey wants to invade Syria, and Russia and Turkey are fighting with each other. That's why I say Gog and Magog already started. You see that nations are fighting with each other. We just don't see it in massive knemidah, like in the level like you would see World War I yet. But any prophecy, any bad prophecy can be annulled. Depends on us. When you said if the people are going to die, if we have enough merits, the Geula is going to come like that. It's another thing that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Yisrael osim tshuva umiyad nigalim. That's it. We can do now tshuva. If you now hypothetically gather enough people, and a lot of people say, oh, we can never reach all the Jews in the world. Yeah, you're right. We cannot reach all the Jews in the world. But the Gemara says we only need knishtachada, one group, one strong group, that their tshuva is strong enough. And if hypothetically we have that group, Mashiach is going to come right now. Keheref ayin. Yes, so that's what we're trying. That's why you see that in the last 10 years or 5 years, going back to the how we started with technology, millions of hours of Torah are online. Any place you can go, you can find Torah. Torah is accessible. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of lecturers and rabbis. It wasn't hard like that 20 years ago. Everything. You see that now, that as the power of darkness is being stronger, then the power of light is growing stronger. Yeah, we're doing our best. That's why so many people now are living their entire life to devote their life to bringing Mashiach. And you can see it in any aspect. I know hundreds of people just sold their business, did everything. Came to Eretz Yisrael, all they do, they learn Torah, they do Afatzat Amayno, they do Kiruv, they do whatever, however you want to call it. So you see that even if you're looking at it in physical eyes, you see how the world is slowly coming into this one point. One might choose and say, oh, okay, we've been hearing about it for thousands of years. But no, if you really focus on the details, you see that it's now, it's mamash now. And in regards to your question, I don't know, I'm sure Hashem would not show me the day that I would die, but the way how I saw it was also now. I didn't come with a date, but the beard was very dark.